Sunday night, or Lechav Zion Elul. We're past Bria Solom already.
Second day.
Right, we're on Yom Sheni, right? No, what am I doing? No, we're in Yom Shlishi of Bria Solom. Chafei was day one. Rosh Hashanah is Thursday. The first Rosh Hashanah was Friday. Sunday was Chafei. We're in Yom Shlishi now of Sheish Hashemei Gracious. Okay, we're at the tail end, or at the end of Shmaitzehei. And Shmaitzehei has been basically about, this part of the Shmaitzeh. The first part was about Machzikim Yisra L'Yisra. The second part, the last few prokim, has been all about the Cyrus and the Shonim. And we're in Shmaitzehei Perek Tazayin, and he's at the end of it, and he has a problem. We're going to start with the paragraph that starts with the words, Ach Koshali B'mashe Idu B'Shem HaRashba. Okay, you got that? So, Beis Yosef brought down from the Rashba, that the Rashba holds like the Ramban, that you check out someone when they're 14, 15, 16, Lo Mishaneh. You check them out then for the first time, and they have Cyrus. So the Rosh says, you assume they had Cyrus from when they were 13. This is a combination of Chazaka de Hashto, and the Shmaitzer added on to that good old Chazaka de Rava. And the Ramban holds, that you cannot extrapolate retroactively, and you only have a right to consider him a gadol mikana lahaba. And the Beis Yosef said that the Rashba holds like the Ramban. Doesn't make a big deal out of it. It's just in his, you know, he makes a list. Ach koshali, says the Shmaitzer. The Machlokes Rosh and Ramban. We talked Svaros the last time. He holds like the Ramban. He couldn't understand the Rosh. Ach koshali b'meshe yidu b'shem Rashba nami the sover. The Ein Machzik and also Begadol Amafreya, like the Ramban. So the Shmaitzer has a kasha on that, which he will answer in Perek Yud Zayin. Now the Amru B'Yavamis, the Gemara in Yavamis, B'Shofas, Mitoch Shloshesrei, Lachar Shloshesrei, L'Chiyuvinu Inhu. A real messy case there. You don't want to be by that chasana. A chasana, it was a very nice chasana, double ceremony. They wanted to save money. There's just one little problem, that after the Kiddushin, they switched talus. Probably inadvertently. Yeah, inadvertently. But we're talking about chattos. And so it was boilinaceous ish. That's terrible. Then the Mishnah says, and if they were brothers, so it's not only aceous ish, it's aceous och. Then the Mishnah says, and if these two ladies were sisters, it's not only aceous ish and aceous och, but it's also achos ish. And if it was chupus nida, then you got the grand slam. Aceous ish, aceous och, achos ish, and nida. By the way, I want to say something that I really, it's a yesod in Gemara. Sometimes you learn Gemara, and you don't want to be disrespectful, but what a crazy case! Come on, like that. And like Rebbe expected me to understand that that's the case. So that the pshat is, we're looking from the wrong end of the microscope. We're looking at the Gemara. The Gemara is not a Shulchan Aruch telling me halachas, and I want to, and I say, well, that's crazy. Like, such a case will happen once in a zillion years. Like, why bother writing? Why put it in the Mishnah? It's such a crazy case, such a crazy akimta. The Gemara and Mishnah want to teach us the principles of halacha, and sometimes, maybe more than sometimes, to teach us the principle, you have to come up with a crazy case. The principle is not crazy, the case is crazy. But the principle is a principle, and the principle is relevant even without the crazy case. But it comes out, like, to the fore, like here. These are your yesodos, like, this is like, you know, you say, you know, Mitzvah Remora never happened, this Mishnah never happened. Because it's going to turn out that the boys, the men, were born on the same day, and exactly 1 year earlier the two girls were born on the same day, right? And they started seeing Dam Nida the last day of their Katlus, and the Dam went straight into the first day of their Gadlus. So that all the Isurim should be Chal B'Vasachas.
And they all got married in one year.
Well, yeah, okay. Everything happened with B'Vasachas. No, there are eight. I think it's important to realize the Mishnah wants to teach you principles about Ein Issur Chalal Issur and Issur B'Vasachas, Issur Ischal on Issur. So it doesn't matter what the case is. The case, it's not a Shulchan Aruch telling me the din in such a case. It's teaching me the principle. So, whatever works, whatever will teach me the principle, will teach me the principle. So, and Kaponim, the Gemara has this case, and it says, the Mishnah says, Yimuchuyiv Chatos for Chatos. And even if, so then the Gemara says, if you hold Issa Chalal Isser, because you have one Issa Noisov, one Moisif, and one Issa Koilel, and we can work it out that in such a case, Issa will be Chalal Isser, and therefore you'll have to bring four Chatos, because you're over four Isurim. But let's say you hold any Issa Chalal Isser. So then the Gemara says, and that's what it's teaching you, that Bavas Achas, everybody holds Ein Issur Chalal Issur. Now the truth is, we're not going to go into it, but conceptually, it's not easy to explain why Bavas Achas Issur is Chalal Issur. How do you understand Ein Issur Chalal Issur? Like, if you understand it, that there's no room. No room, so that Bavas Achas is also no room.
It wasn't preempted, though.
What?
It wasn't preempted. Because nothing was there first.
It's true, but how do you understand Ein Issur Chalal Issur? And you will be able to understand that B'Vas Achas Issur is Chalal Issur. So we're not going on. I'm just saying, these things roll off our tongues, but really they have to be explained. But this is not the place to explain it, because this whole Gemara is being brought in just for the punchline. So it's an Issur B'Vas Achas, because the two people got married at the exact same moment. So the Issur Eishes Ish was B'Vas Achas, and the Issur Eishesach was B'Vas Achas, and the Issur Achasish was B'Vas Achas, but they made a Shliach, and they made a Shliach, and therefore both Kiddushins were effected with B'Vas Achas. The Shliach of the two men gave two Prutos to the Shliach of the woman, so the two Kiddushins were effected with B'Vas Achas, and therefore all the Yisurim were Chal. So the Gemara says, that's all very nice, but what are you going to do about Issa Nidah? How are you going to work that out? So the Gemara says, no problem. They started seeing Dan the day before. They're becoming 12. The girls are becoming 12. They were born a year afterwards. The girls are becoming 12. The boys are becoming 13. On the last day of their 12th year, the last year of their Katnus, the girls started seeing Dan. And the dam went into the next day. Why do you have to say that for? There's an Issa Nidah anyway, because they didn't go to the mikvah. I don't know. And I don't know, Ophir. Why do you have to say the dam kept being shofeya? There's an Issa Nidah anyway. If they didn't go to the mikvah, there's an Issa Nidah. Anyway, and the Issa Nidah, this is also be so, because it has to do with whether a cotton is usher and things. So the Issa Nidah is like really boom, chal, when they become bas mitzvah, and they become bar mitzvah. So that Isser is also chal b'vas achas. So, okay, that's the Gemara.
Did Isser need to do a raisa even if they didn't go to the mikvah?
Yeah, sure. The Pirush Rashi, the Maskachas law, Kibayin Shinodu, Haschorim, Ba'alav, Petishrei. Okay. Mishana. What are they getting married to Shoshana for? What's going on here? When the kevus gav came by echad b'tishrei l'shana haba, will be yom tashlim yud beis on the kevus shev yud gimel l'zecharim. That would be Rosh Hashanah. Bad choice. Okay, chas v'shalom. Mosru akidushin sheyuchulu liyom hamachros shavasu kulam gedolim. Forget about it. You're not allowed to make kiddushin on yom tov. Not because they are. That's why you can't get married in Chol HaMoed. You make a Mekajin as an Isnas, a Xerid Rabbanon. Like Kenya, but it stands by on its own. Anyway, Nimsa Shahamidos, Vakidushin, Cholam of Asachas. So everybody's happy, we got the case all wrapped up. Says the Rashba, not so fast. Because of Allah Rashba Bechidusha Bezaloshono, Hikshal of Ramban. Ramban has a problem with this. Because we know that you don't become bar mitzvah just by chronological age. You have to have simonim. So when did the Cyrus come? Right? Any Cyrus that were there from before, they're considered shuma, they're considered a growth, and they don't constitute simoni godless, even if they're around after the person reaches chronological godless age. So what do they mean? Like to say, it's strange. You can hear they both got born Aleph Tishrei, and they got born Aleph Tishrei the next year, and they made a shliach and the nida, everything. But to say that the Cyrus appeared at the exact moment together, both of them, exactly, that's strange credulity, and that the that's your about
well, how would you know?
How would you know? And you can't assume that it did, right? Va'afilu heviu koydim aperek va'oydim bom lachar aperek shuma ba'almaninu v'chibet shekein heichev shela atzamtem shivu kulo ka'achas. And you're saying, how would you know? You don't have to know. I mean, they have to. We're talking about a chatos. We're not talking about an oynish and bezdin. You're right. How would they themselves know in order to bring a chatos for that? Okay, the lead nirid is the Rashba talking. The Rashba is going to answer the Ramban's kasha, and this is a fascinating answer. Why? I know this fascinating answer. He's saying, if you look at it like from the practical viewpoint, it's like it's ridiculous. Like, how can you assume such a thing? So what is he going to end up saying? That halachically, say they checked. So believe near dimi all the tikshul rabbeinu zal the efshul upla gan shaviu kulam ba'oso yom. They brought Cyrus on the day of Godless. Like the Gemara in Kiddushin by the Begeres with Rav and Shmuel. So you say, oh, if they have Cyrus now, they probably had Cyrus from the beginning of the day. Now, so Bimela, you assume they both had Cyrus from the beginning of the day and the Gedoyim. I'm commenting. Those Cyrus can't be Cyrus from before. It's Cyrus before Ashuma. So, I'm not understanding this properly. When you're dealing, before he said his teretz, he was like talking practically. Okay, they brought Cyrus at the same moment. That's Shaykh. But now, he's talking legally. Meaning, you check them at 4 o'clock, they had Cyrus. And the Rashba is saying, you assume they had Cyrus when the day started. Now, but those Cyrus couldn't be from before. So what you considered straining credulity. What?
Credulity.
You're now also saying it happened. But you're saying, hey, I'm not saying it happened. I'm saying halachically, like it happened. And like, what can you do? You have to, if they're gedolim now, we have to assume, we can assume, we have to assume that they were gedolim in the beginning of the day and they got Cyrus. I, to be gedolim, I'm talking now. We could know them in the beginning of the day, so they also had to get Cyrus. Boom! In the beginning of the day, right?
This is going to say that's exactly what
happened. Yeah, but do you understand my point? It's like when you're talking like practically without any halachas, you're saying it strains credulity, and it's impossible, and we won't think it happened, and we won't assume it happened, and we certainly won't assume it happened. It's just too crazy, right? Just too. But then you come with legalism, and you say, well, listen, if we found Cyrus at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so you assume they were Gedolim from the beginning of the day. And like, I don't care how, I don't care why. They're Gedolim today, and thanks to the Gemara and Kedushin, the Rashba makes a comparison. So they're gedolim from the beginning of the day, just like there Rav said, if she's a bogeris at 4 o'clock, and today is the day she's supposed to be a bogeris, and you find out she's a bogeris at 4 o'clock, so you say, well, she probably became a bogeris in the beginning of the day. Because today is the day she's supposed to be a bogeris. So here also, the Rashba's Sushtel is to that Gemara, and he says here also, you check them out at 4 o'clock, and they had Cyrus. So you say, oh, so you assume the Cyrus came at the beginning of the day. And now all of a sudden, you're saying that both Cyrus came at the beginning of the day. And I find that very interesting. Yeah, you understand. Okay.
No, I understand what you're saying.
I don't even know if you were asking about my point, then I would say I'm not sure. It's like,
what does that begin?
When you're starting, and if you want to say it, right, that's my point. When you want to say that's what happened, you go, come on, not sufficient Irish. But if the halacha tells you, listen, you have to assume they were going up at the beginning of the day. That would mean that the one in a thousand happened. Too bad.
Unless there's a reason why God.
Not with unless. I want to make it the point.
The Shmais is going to say exactly what I'm saying.
So what? I don't want to get to that yet.
Okay. But that possibility exists.
Okay, good.
Right?
I want you to hear the point I'm making.
There's no gaya
in many places.
So I want to,
okay, that was other people here. You're stepping on my point. Sometimes when we think about the likelihood of something happening, so then we say it's unlikely. But that's when you're dealing with the pragmatic world. But then if you're in the world of the chazaka or role, you're in the legal system. So if the legal system points you in a certain direction and allows you or even compels you to say that they were gedolim from the beginning of the day, so then that's it. And that's all. And you can't ask any kashas. Legally, you have a right to assume they were gedolim from the beginning of the day. And then, if someone in the back raises his hand and says, but that would mean that would have to happen, you say, okay. So that's what up. That's all. So it's an interesting, I consider it interesting perspective.
Is that like that?
Nothing to do, we're not up to Chazaka the Rav. Shmaitzes, I don't know what you want. I know, you know, and I know, that the Shmaitzer will now analyze the Rashba to analyze from where he's coming to be able to say that if at 4 o'clock they had Cyrus, then in the beginning of the day they had Cyrus. His first thought is that it's like the rush, and therefore he has a problem, that the Rashba is like the rush, but the Beis Yosef says the Rashba is like the Ramban, that you don't go retroactive. At first, no talk of Chazaka the Rava. At first, he's just happy. He sees in the Rashba that if the day you become a gadol, you bring Cyrus. We assume you had Cyrus in the beginning of the day. And in the next parak, he'll make maybe what to you is an obvious chilek. He'll talk about the chilek in the next parak. Right now, he sees Rosh written all over this Rashba, that we see Cyrus at a later time, and we say, okay, we're going to extrapolate and go back in time. Now, obviously, everybody here probably is thinking, but he's only talking about that day. He didn't talk about tomorrow. Rush talks about a year later when the man's 14. And the Rashba seems to be talking only about that day because he tushtels it to Rav, who's only talking about that day. And it's just a question of if it happened at 4 o'clock, so you say it happened in the morning already. Okay, that's what the Shmaitz is going to talk about in the next paragraph. But right now, he's saying that he sees in the Rashba, Mestama Amrina.
I was just asking, according to what the Rashba just explained about the legal and the Imam, I just wanted to point to Rav, just pragmatically, at Chazaka the Rava, we also say, you know, that's a little bit like, it's a little crazy. Every 13 that sprouts that day, you know, that's like, you know,
well, yeah, but according to Chazaka the Rava, yes, right. I mean, you know what it's like? Let's say two way that walk at the Beis Din and say, I don't know, somebody will miss him, not Patara Sages. You know, and he says, we saw a guy, I'm not thinking of a good example. My point is, things may be unlikely, and things could be unlikely and strain belief if you are talking like, so to speak, I don't even say the real world, because the halachically legal world is also the real world. But in the world. But when the halacha, like, puts you in a box, and then the result is you say that's what happened. No, you're not coming from it happened. It happened is the result, not the cause. The cause, there's a halacha that says, let's say, go bus a rove, so we'll say it's kosher meat. That compels us to say it's kosher meat. So here, the halacha, let's say, of going on let's call it according to the Rosh, that you extrapolate retroactively to Cyrus, and there was Cyrus, so that compels us to say, listen, they had Cyrus, and they became the Golden. That's unlikely. Yeah, but we have no right to say that didn't happen. And then the shoe's on the other foot. Pardon the expression. I'm waiting for that to happen, that the shoe should be on the other foot. Then if someone says to you, or even if you think, but that's so unlikely, you say, yeah, but I have no choice. The halacha compels me. The halacha comes first. I'm like, that compels me to assume a certain reality. I'm not starting with the reality and then saying that's a weird reality to start from, that's so unlikely. I'm ending up by the reality. Still, the halacha is telling me what to assume. So then I don't care how unlikely it is. I have no choice. I have no choice. I'm in a box. Okay, that's all. I thought it was very interesting. Like, he just got through saying it's impossible. What do you take me for, an idiot? And then he says, okay, like, that's what happened. Because the halacha says, assume they became the Golem at the beginning of the day. Both of them, together, at the same moment. Two Cyrus came. You're right. Every chazaka derava is, in effect, telling you that unlikelihood. If chazaka, let's say even derabana. So we let a kid bar mitzvah daven ma'ariv and say baruch hu. And a minute before we wouldn't have let him. And now a minute later we do let him. It's because of chazaka derava. We only let him. We don't say shonim below simonim could say baruch hu. No. You say chazaka derava. So chazaka derava, like at the last minute the Cyrus grew. Yeah. You have no choice. You're in a system. I assume physics is like that also. Like, the laws of physics tell you to assume certain things that you would say is unlikely if you would start with the reality, so to speak, with the pragmatic reality. But the laws of physics tell you, and that's what scientists do, that the law of physics takes them in a certain direction, so they have to ignore that it's unlikely. Right? Because the laws of physics tell you that this is what's going to happen. So even if it's a 1 in 100 chance, 1 in 1,000 chance, but we know that the law is true, let's say they know that the law is true, so we'll assume that's what happened.
What about this would be, Shomach HaMeroth, and to me, let's say we need to use the
maybe and maybe not.
Chazaka derava for bar mitzvah kid, there was just like a security blanket in case he didn't have Cyrus before. We're not saying Dafka, he must have had Cyrus that minute.
Yeah.
He could have had it from the day before.
No, if he had him the day before, it's Shuma.
Oh, right.
What?
It's Shuma, it's a growth. It's not the Cyrus that make you a god, though. It's, let's face it, we let him come.
And then new ones grow? Like that?
No, if it's in the if you checked before and you saw it, and you checked afterwards and it's the same one, then that doesn't count. We're not talking about you checked and there were no simonim. You checked and there were no simonim, so we know
that all the Cyrus that have put there before, they're not.
They don't count to make them a god.
They don't fall out.
No,
it's not together.
No, it's Shuma. It's not Cyrus.
But so the Shuma is nefach.
No, it's not the physical manifest. Again, Cyrus, there's nothing magic about Cyrus. In fact, if you find it in your tuna fish, it's pretty disgusting. I found the Cyrus yesterday in my salad. I'm just hoping it was from a shekel. Then you have borer shilas. So that much. Shabbos, right? Yeah, borer shilas.
It's stuff off nostalgia.
But Cyrus is nothing magic about Cyrus. The pshat in Cyrus is that this is it's physical maturity. It's really just, I don't know, just. This is what Chazal decided, or the Torah decided. But Chazal had the insight that the Torah decided that this is physical maturity. What you're really looking for is chronological age and physical maturity. They could have said, going a girl with breasts. They could have said, having a period. By a man.
Say that by a girl, right? The dodim are just growth.
By
it's
a
not
man.
Really,
yeah. Well, you can't say that by dodim. If dodim would be. Dodim is not simon. I'm just saying it's physical maturity. That's my whole point. And this is the physical maturity that we are looking for. So if it's there from before, so it's not. That's not the physical maturity. It's not physical maturity. It's just a growth. Like you have sometimes a mole, and there's a hair coming out of the mole. So it's just a growth. Okay. So that's what the Rashba says. So the Amina Beperek Asori Yuflin, and he too still said to that Gemara that we've been banging around with, Kitcha Avia Baderech, Kitcha Hiatzbo Ba'ir, on the day of the Ba'adruth, Arehi Bogeres, and you find the Hara Avia Bogeres at 4 in the afternoon, Rav Amar Arehi Bogeres Lefoneinu, Kolomar Ve'en Chayshin, the Kedushin of Klal, you assume she was a Bogeres from the morning of that day, Yishmuel Omar Chayshin, the Kedushin Shneim, the day that the 6 months between Nairus and Bagrus are finished, the Nairus and Bagrus, the time of the Rav is the Hashta Bogeres, Mitzafra Nami Bogeres, the Somchin al Chazok is Ula Hokel, Ula Hatira Lashani below Get. That's like heavy duty stuff. The Kaimel and Karav to the Yitzhaka Hilchas Ahosim Behedya. So that's the Rashba says, Hokanami here also. Maybe carbon, and you have to bring the carbon chatos. And echal, and you're eating a carbon, the chachulim bazara, like, you know, the Rashba is like, he wants to scare you, the Rashba. You know, sometimes you say a halacha, like a. But according to that, then it turns out you can do this and this and this. Oh, yeah, okay. That's all. Trying to scare me. It's like the Rashba trying to scare us. Well, maybe carbon. Benechal. Okay. That's okay. Mashma lehedya. So the Shmai, the Sri Lai, the Rashba, the Nimsa Gadol, Machzikinos, Magadol, Mafreya. Not like the Rosh. So how could the Beis Yosef put the Rashba on the side of the Ramban? So it's almost obvious. Everybody here is thinking the Rashba was only talking about that day. The Rosh is talking about even a year later. Like there's such a difference. Which is he saying?
Or if the Magda was why?
Yeah. So he'll talk about it in Shmaya Yisayin, and he'll also talk about if Chazaka Derova plays a role, just like he talked about that the reason the Chazaka Dehashta of the Cyrus. Was Motzi Momen. It was Motzi Momen because it was in conjunction with Chazaka Derava. So here also, how much is the Rashba relying, if anything, on Chazaka Derava also? Vanirilani is like the Bezer, so he asked the Kasha, and now he wants to say a Teretz. Who? The Shom Bahod Omar Rav, Arei Begeris Lefoneinu. But of course, the Shmaitzer can't make it simple, right? It has to always be complicated. So. With the Hashda Bergeres, it's Safra Nami Bergeres. So Toysis asks Akasha. Tosu Toysis, the time on Mishum, the Regilus Lobo Mitzafra. Toysis is bothered by, since when do we follow Chazaka the Hashda? Since when do we give it? Since when does Chazaka Dehashta win over Chazaka Demeikara? The Chazaka Demeikara was that she was a Naira. So Chazaka Demeikara says status quo about a past matzah until you know for sure that it changed. Chazaka Dehashta says status quo retroactively. But the rule of thumb all over Shas. Is that chazaka the meikara trumps chazaka the hashka? Right. So Tosfos asks, there's a chazaka the meikara that she's a naira. So why is Rav all of a sudden, like what happened to all of Shas? All of a sudden Rav's following chazaka the hashka. What happened to chazaka the meikara? Is the chazaka the meikara that she's a naira? So Tosfos answers, because the ikar reason is that there's like a rove helping the chazaka the hashka. See, this is like, again, it's not the Gemara, this is in Tosfos. There's a rove because regilus, I don't know if you want to call it rove, you want to call it regilus. The regilus is it comes in the morning. It comes in the beginning of the day. So that's why that's a siyua, that's a mesayeya to the chazaka the hashta, and that's why chazaka the hashta wins. That's Tosfos answer. The time of Mishum the Regilos, Lavo Mitzafer, Ayan Shom Mitzvah Parakas or Yuchsin, Uberesh Nida. Bechei Beshchiv Mera, because the Gemara Tzushtel's Rav to the good old Machlokesh of Noson and Rabbi Yaakov, and it said, there you go, Mosh Chazok at the Hashta. So they also, there's a rove helping the Chazok at the Hashta, because now he's Bori, and rove people are Briam. So the rove there is helping the chazaka the hashta. That's what Tosfos says. The chaim shkimra l'mam the ozel boser hashta because he's a bari. Hainu nami mishum the rove ha'olam briyim. So you also have a siyua, an azer, an aid, A-I-D, to the chazaka the hashta, and that's why there's a shita that will follow the chazaka the hashta. So Rav and Rav Yaakov or Moshe, whichever it is, I can never get it straight, who are following chazaka the hashta. What? Thank you. Following Chazaka the Hashta because it's a siyua from a rove. V'onu medamen. Now wait a second, says the Shmaitzer. So if the Rashba Sush telling the case of Simone Gadlus to Rav, v'onu medamen Simone Gadlus to Simone Begeres, then we got to find a siyua for the Chazaka the Hashta of the Cyrus. Aha! Oh! But that's fair, says the Shmaitzer. It doesn't say a word. How can you say the Rashba was like the Rosh? The Rosh would hold even if a year later. If that's what you're he doesn't say it the way I said it, that the Rosh talks about even a year later. He just says if it's Chazaka the Rava, that's the Siyua. Yeah, we're the same idea. If it's Chazaka the Rava, it's the Siyua. So then why Mapitom only that day? Why can't it be 10 days later also? Okay, we're going to stop here. Afraid? I'm not afraid. No, we're going to stop here anyway. So can you take me to the stop, please? Because I need a minute or two to myself together.
I'm actually in a great place today.
That's good slang. I'm in a good place.